Christian Audio presents Steve McQueen, The Salvation of an American Icon by Greg Laurie with Marshall Terrell, narrated by John Pruden. Author's note: writing a fictional book is something I've really wanted to do for a long time, but friends of mine who are very successful nonfiction authors and have made the leap to writing fiction tell me it's actually not as easy as it looks. Rocket science for the rank amateur. Stick to nonfiction, Greg, they say. You're a preacher with a story. Write about what you know. Well, what I know best is my own strange, crazy life and the power of God's Word, the Bible. But I've also come to know quite a lot about something else, and he is the main subject of this book. Terrence Stephen McQueen. Everything you're soon to hear about him here is fact, and everything I've written about my own life here is also fact. For instance, I do indeed own and cherish a 1967 Bullitt Mustang. Not the actual car that Steve McQueen drove in the movie Bullitt, but what is called a tribute car, a very close reproduction. And in this book, it serves as a great vehicle, pun intended, to tell the actor's story. The only thing in the book that's not true is something I wish were true, and maybe someday will be true. I'd love to actually strike out in that Mustang on the cross-country motor trip I write about, but it didn't really happen, or hasn't happened. Not yet, anyway. Truth is, I'm the busy pastor of a church in Southern California, attended by over 15,000 people, and, at least for right now, I can't take that cross-country ride behind the wheel of this legendary car. So this part of the book, yes, is fiction, a literary device to help connect the dots between Steve McQueen's lifelong search for spiritual enlightenment and, ultimately, his eternal salvation. But by joining me on this make-believe road trip, you're about to learn things about Steve McQueen that have never before been made public. My collaborator, Marshall Terrell, is a celebrated author and the undisputed go-to guy for all things McQueen. He has written multiple books on the life of the man, and this one would never have happened without Marshall's mind, his memory, and his elegance with words. Marshall and I personally interviewed many of the people you will meet here. Some of the interviews were conducted by Marshall on his own in doing research for his previous McQueen books. And when we get down to the true story of what really happened to arguably the number one movie star in the world, you will be surprised and inspired. My road trip is an allegory, a metaphor. Steve McQueen's life was not. It was real. Tracing it fired me up, and I believe it will do the same for you. Greg Laurie, June 2017. Introduction. A popular men's magazine recently posed one of the most intriguing pop culture questions of all time. Who was cooler, Steve McQueen or James Dean? The question topped a mano examination of the lives and careers of both iconic actors that rated them in a whole gamut of categories, from fashion and style sense to roguish masculinity to career accomplishments. Dean was rightly celebrated as a pinup boy for teenage disillusionment and the archetype of disobedience for his portrayal in Rebel Without a Cause. He was the silver screen's first post-World War II maverick heartthrob. His squinty good looks, tousled hair, cuffed blue jeans, and white t-shirt never went out of style, and his tragic death at age 24 eternally cemented his youthful image and appeal in the public mind. Interestingly, both Dean and McQueen were contemporaries, born a year apart, and were actors at the same time. But while McQueen struggled in his early career, Dean shot to success. In fact, McQueen even did mechanical work on James Dean's motorcycle, but Dean had no clue who McQueen was. The magazine reporter deftly noted that McQueen built on what Dean accomplished in the 1950s and took advantage of the anti-establishment phenomena of the 1960s. He made rebellion a favorite pastime, both on and off the screen. He fought producers and directors, dated beautiful women, drove fast cars, and broke enough bones tumbling off his motorcycle to be considered.